Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, God is still in the miracle working business. Praise God. Well, if you're just joining me this week, we've been sharing what the Word has to say about the healing of wounds. Jesus came not only to save man's soul and reunite them in fellowship with his Creator, with the Father, but it says in Psalm 147, He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Jesus actually quoted Isaiah 61, 1 and 3, which says, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And Jesus, throughout his lifetime, tirelessly gave in teaching and in healing and ministering to the sick, raising the dead with signs and wonders, multiplying the fish and loaves. He demonstrated the miracles of God. Perhaps no miracle was as and is as great as the love of God, that Jesus came into this earthly realm. He put on human flesh. He was born of a virgin and he grew up for 30 years just, you know, taking care of his father's carpenter shop, helping him. And when the time was right, he went into the wilderness, went on a 40-day fast before he began his ministry. He was tested and tempted of the devil. And then he spent that time discipling his disciples, teaching them things of the kingdom of God, preaching to the multitudes, doing wherever he went, he went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. And Jesus hasn't changed, that God is still in that business today, and he commissioned his disciples with that same work of a healing work of ministering, reconciliation, praying for healing, whatever the issues are, that we are to be the outreach, the extended hand of Jesus in a real vital way in these days in which we are living. And so then in these last few days, we've looked at the various wounds. How are wounds caused? Well, there's wounds caused by the chastening of the Lord, if you will. There are wounds caused by others. There are wounds caused by the enemy. He wants to condemn us. He wants to discourage us. He wants to lie to us, deceive us if he can. And so we want to today look at, aside from, as I said, there were the wounds of the Lord, the enemy, as well as the wounds inflicted by others. But today, we want to look at the wounds that we can inflict upon ourselves. That might sound like a contradiction in terms. Who would want to do that? But really, spiritually, if we are actually like condemning ourselves, feeling that we're no good, no good to anyone else, no good to ourselves, no good to the Lord, that's not a godly perspective. That's not what the Word says about you. In such a case, depending on your attitude, how you view yourself, you're actually wounding yourself. And it's true, maybe those things have been spoken over you, but you are reinforcing them by agreeing with them that you're of no value, you're not important, or, you know, you're just never amount to anything. Whatever those hurtful words that were spoken over you perhaps decades ago, they still are having that effect, unless you can ask God for healing and deliverance, and of course having to forgive the party who had offended, going to them if they're alive, or going before the Lord if they're no longer here, if they've departed by death. And so we definitely can wound ourselves, and we can see this in people who are oversensitive, or those who really truly feel unloved or live in self-pity. Now, one of the ways we can deeply wound ourselves is by resentment. And that's one way we can seriously cause problems spiritually for ourselves if we allow resentment to build up, and once it is established, harbor it within it, refusing to give it up. And so we have to be careful that we are not resentful of anyone, that if they, we may have been seriously harmed or hurt, not just by words. People could have done things, perhaps on the job, prevented your promotion, all kinds of literal, practical things. But nonetheless, Jesus said very clearly, if you won't forgive, your Heavenly Father won't forgive you. So we don't have an option. We don't have a way out. We must forgive. And it doesn't matter how we feel. In other words, you know, our emotions, sometimes we can't control our emotions, but we can control our will. And if we will to forgive, that is pleasing before God, and He will take care of the rest. So resentment is a way we can wound ourselves. Sometimes resentments, people have resented things for decades. People that have been hurt by other family members, they haven't talked in decades. Or a father, I'm thinking of a particular one, father who has been estranged from his daughter for such a long time. There's hurt, there's resentments. God wants to break down those barriers. He wants to bring reconciliation, but it has to start with us. So we can't allow resentment to foster and to just establish strongholds within us. And another way we can wound ourselves is with bitterness. Now, bitterness is related to resentment, but it's not quite the same. Think of it as being further down the road, if you will, of resentment. It's more intense than resentment. Why? Because it is something that goes deeper and it lasts for a long time. It's stronger and more permanent and thereby more spiritually debilitating. It can have a profound effect. And that's why the author of Hebrews in 12:15 says, looking diligently. In other words, be very careful. Look at yourself closely. What's going on in your heart, in your soul? He says, look, be very careful. Look diligently. Be very careful. Be wise, lest any man fail. We can literally fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many may be defiled. What a powerful scripture that is. First of all, we better be real careful, because if we allow bitterness to take root in our hearts, God has given us grace, but we're failing of the grace of God if we allow that. If we're so angry, if we've been so hurt, if we're so resentful, as I said, bitterness is like further down the road, and that root of bitterness, you've got to, you know, if you're doing any gardening, if you've got weeds, it's not enough just to, you know, lop off a weed. You've got to get that root out, or sure enough, come back in a few days and it'll be sprouting again. So that root of bitterness has to be pulled out. And that you, because you'll be troubled by it. You'll have heartache and pain, and thereby many may be defiled. In other words, what you're going through, have you ever been around people that are really unpleasant to be around? Well, they're struggling with issues like this. They've got bitterness, they've got anger, they've got resentment. But we need to be able to lay aside all bitterness and really ask God for His ability to love others. Now, in marriages, the closest of relationships, Colossians 3:19 says, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. James, that very practical epistle in the New Testament, he says, but if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Just don't go along like everything is fine. You're not fine. You may be fooling others, but you're not fooling God, and you're really not fooling yourself, because you're pretty miserable, and only God can heal that, if you will ask Him. Ephesians 4:31 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. Do you see how they're all related? Bitterness, wrath, and anger. Wrath is just a stronger form of anger, if you will. Clamor, evil speaking. We are not, that's why it's so critical. He says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness. If we don't get those roots up, we will we'll have a harvest that we don't want. And bitterness can have such a lasting, harmful effect on anyone who allows it in their life that the Bible gives many warnings against it. And then another way we can sort of oppose ourselves, we can wound ourselves, if you will, and that's by being self-defensive. That might be interesting. We can wound ourselves by always defending our own rights. And you might kind of raise up and say, well, wait just a minute, that's not right. Well, look at Jesus. He was sinless. He was accused of so many things as he stood before Pilate, before the Sanhedrin, and he, as a lamb, opened not his mouth. He didn't defend himself. You know, when a person's always watching to see that his rights are not violated, his attitude can be one of retaliation, which is a very harmful attitude. So it's a question of balance. We need to speak the truth in love. Proverbs 18 and 14, the last scripture I'll share on this subject, is the spirit of man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? No one. Not really. And so that's why it's so important we learn to forgive others, to forgive ourselves, and not to allow bitterness and anger and wrath to take place in our hearts. Father, in Jesus' name, there are some that are listening who have been dealing with this. They've tried so hard, Lord, but the enemy keeps bringing it back. And Father, I just thank you that from their hearts, from our hearts, Lord, we forgive anyone who has wronged or grieved or offended us. We pray, Lord, that you will put healing in our hearts, reconciliation when it's your will and possible. But Lord, we're asking that we will be so cleansed by the Holy Spirit that there will be no place in us that any root of bitterness can flourish and grow. Thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, the announcer will give our contact information. If you need prayer, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.